You're listening to the audio production of Losing Control, Finding Freedom by Letting Go by Mark Smeby, published by livehopenow.com and read by me, Mark Smeby. This book is dedicated to you who have been craving something more out of life. The old places you've been going are not giving you what they once did. And instead of moving on, you've been convinced there was something wrong with you. I pray this book is a giant road sign pointing to a better place. One where love is continually being poured over your head, making you feel less alone and more valuable than you have ever dreamed. The freedom you've been desiring is already yours. Introduction. This book is about surrendering to life as it is. All of our out-of-control circumstances, challenging relationships, wavering faith, fluctuating self-image, and finding the awesomeness in it all, rather than being frustrated that things aren't the way we think they should be, resting in the mess. This doesn't come easy for me. I want to fix everything and everyone, because when everything is fixed, then my life will be smooth sailing. I won't have anything to worry about or manage, and probably because I'm not absolutely perfect at fixing myself, most days I find it easier to try to fix other people. It saddens me to no end to think that my personal desire to control or fix has possibly sent subconscious messages to other people that I don't approve of how imperfect they are. Your mess is the source of my offense. How dare you be a human? If your life wasn't so messy, my life would be so much better. So let's start on you. Let's get your life looking the way I think it should. It's like I've wanted everything and everyone put into neat, manageable little boxes. Like I assume it was back in the Garden of Eden, pre-Apple. An outsider could definitely look at me and say that I've been basing my happiness on my ability to orchestrate life rather than simply playing my supporting role. I have nothing against having a neat and manageable life. Heck, it's really quite awesome to be uncluttered and unfettered with everything and everyone in its joy-sparking place. But my tendency has been to want to control everything on the outside because everything on the inside felt so out of place. This book is a giant dose of grace being extended to you to not have everything about life put in a neat and tidy box, because in reality, very little about life is neat or tidy. Most of what happens in life is uncontrollable and unpredictable, unable to be put in clear-cut boxes, labeled and set in its proper place. Life is unbelievably nuanced, right? Do you find that you avoid certain people because they're too complicated? They might be awkward socially or lack personal boundaries, or they may have too many issues they are struggling with. I don't blame you for not wanting to get dragged down into some people's drama. It can definitely be a life drain. But when I look at how Jesus lived, it seems like those are the people he went after. Why do we avoid the discomfort that we assume will be associated with certain situations and people? Perhaps we've placed our own personal comfort at the top of our priorities list. Yes, these are primary needs. See Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But we needn't stop there. Chances are your primary needs for comfort and security have already been overwhelmingly fulfilled. But society wants to keep us trapped in a place of scarcity, thinking our basic needs are continually our most pressing needs, and here's how we can meet them for you. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." So why are many of us not experiencing that kind of life, even as we claim to be Christ followers? There are a ton of reasons, but the prioritizing of our personal comfort, me-first living, and an I've-got-to-get-mine attitude can seriously hinder us from experiencing a full and meaningful life. I believe this is all rooted in our core identity issues, which we'll address in a few chapters. Please don't hear me say that we should be reckless and sloppy, leaving chaos and brokenness wherever we go. I'm all for order and organization, especially in my home, but it can become a problem when we get so mess-adverse that we choose to never get involved with potentially messy people or situations, missing out on some of the most beautiful parts of life. Imagine if no one ever chose to have children because of all the messes and headaches they would surely bring. We can get overly focused on mess management or even so fearful of what might happen that we constantly monitor our lives, placing our desire for comfort and stability over any desire to live from the heart. This is why I love people who do adventure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?